It's time for new music here at Grassroots Radio WNCW. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Thanks for dropping by for episode 46 of WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. This episode features a number of Texans, from all-time WNCW favorites like Rodney Crowell to newcomers like Lost Coast. We get to one of our go-to Western North Carolina outfits as well, with Seth Kaufman's band Floating Action, and drop in on several women artists who are new to the scene with songs from Sonny War, Esther Rose, and Madison Cunningham. Our show today also sees the return of the segment DJ for a Day, where I get to talk with WNCW's Kim Clark about our upcoming 30th anniversary, and especially our live compilation Crowd Around the Mic, which has expanded to 3 discs from 2 this year. And we'll get cinematic in our segue of the show, pairing up a David Axelrod song from the late 1960s with a reunion of Calexico and Iron and Wine. First up, the latest from an artist who also appears on our upcoming compilation Crowd Around the Mic Volume 23. Here's Rodney Crowell and his song The Border from his album Texas.
I work on the border, I see what I see. I work on the border, and it's working on me. I lie awake at night, knowing what I know. There's a price on the head of every border patrol. Well, the smugglers do business, that's where I make a stand. I know this old desert like the back of my hand. I see greed in the bushes, I see snakes in the dark. Some are friends of my brothers, can't you hear them dogs bark? I come home to Maria at the end of the day, in the shape of a shadow, holding demons at bay. It's just the border, they say. It was Mexican soldiers out of a black Humvee with their guns to their shoulders aimed at my partner and me. All they drove away laughing, but the message was clear. About nothing but the money down here. I come home to Maria in a bulletproof vest with the weight of the whole wide world bearing down on my chest. It's just the border, I guess. From the shacks and the shanties come the hungry and poor, some to drown at the crossing, some to suffer no more. I guess you heard about Campos and Ramin, both of them friends of mine, both good men. They did one right thing, got federal prison where they're both gonna rot. I come home to Maria, where else would I go? Across the river to die by myself, down in old Mexico. It's just the border, you know. Feet again, flooded when you prayed for rain, you prayed for rain. The well's running dry, hell, so am I. I won't give up this time, no, not this time. 'Cause all my friends, we were born survivors, and every time I close my eyes, I'm dreaming about tomorrow. You know some things will never change. I think about it when I pray for rain. The rain turned to hell, cold, dark, and pale. It beat me as I fell, Lord, I fell. The sun sets and twilight hugs the ground. Bring us down. 'Cause all my friends, we were born survivors, and every time I close my eyes, I'm dreaming about tomorrow. You know some things will never change. Thank you.
his mom laughed like she never had. She dug a heel deep into the mountainside. You know Grace, who gave me back a golden ring. She always knew what was hers and what was mine. I was only stumbling through her garden gate. Trains leave Tennessee moaning as they roll away. Rubbing out his evil eye. Last I heard, he saw it all for what it was. There are dreams wild enough to pass the time, and again there's all we could trade for a hiding place. Trains leave Tennessee moaning as they roll.
Thank you.
In 1968, producer, arranger, and engineer David Axelrod took inspiration from William Blake's illustrated collection of poetry and supposedly the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band when making the concept album Song of Innocence. It was ambitious and critically well-received, but as you might guess, it did not get much radio airplay. That was the title track, our segue of the show, syncing up with the song The Bittersweet from Calexico with Iron and Wine. These two groups always intended to record a follow-up to 2005's In the Rains, and they've guested on each other's subsequent albums, but it took them more than a decade to align their schedules and to make a full album this time called Years to Burn, rather than just an EP like the first time around. Thematically, it's a record that's all about time and how we measure it. Much like In the Rains, it features Sam Beam's songwriting. However, Calexico's Joey Burns also contributes two songs here and sings lead on one of them. Paul Cawthon ahead of that, the man nicknamed Big Velvet for his smooth baritone, and the song Prayed for Rain from his record Room 41. Room 41 was where he stayed in the Belmont Hotel in Dallas, Texas, during a rocky period which saw him breaking up with a woman he thought he would marry, bottoming out in a drug frenzy, and eventually climbing back up. He gives a lot of musical credit to his collaborators on the album, a who's who of fellow Texas musicians, including Matt Pence, who's played with WNCW favorites like Jason Isbell and Nikki Lane, and Bo Bedford and Jason Burt. Starting the show was Rodney Crowell and The Border from Texas, a musical tribute to the Houston-born singer-songwriter's roots, produced by Crowell and Ray Kennedy. Guest artists on the record include Ringo Starr, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, Vince Gill, Randy Rogers, Lyle Lovett, and Steve Earle. And sonically, the album is as diverse as its cast of Texas co-stars. Rodney Crowell formed his own label recently called RC1, and we were thrilled when he not only gave us a live session before his show at the Don Gibson Theater, but also was generous enough to let us use his song It Ain't Over Yet on our next Crowd Around the Mic. That compilation will be available for your pledge of support during our fall fund drive this October. Next is the song Shell from the album Shell of a Girl by Sonny War on WNCW's new music podcast On the Way Up.
She's just a shell of a girl. never leaving one alone. Some carry it like a weight in the marrow of their bones. Through a world dark with power, where the only light that's shone is goodness of another's heart's bigger grown. Well, I said, hey, brother, tell you what you do. You walk for a mile in another man's shoes, another man's shoes. Of our gain stand painted in the corner for the progress we've made. Never known another's footsteps till our own are in chains. Will we still await another to hasten to our aid? Well, I say, hey, brother, tell you what you do. You walk for a mile in another man's shoes, another man's shoes. So they say you'll have to make you a better man.
Once a member of the famed 357 String Band out of Milwaukee, you heard Joseph Huber finishing out that set with Another Man's Shoes from his fifth solo record, Moondog, which was released earlier this summer. Somehow, I've not included anything from this record on the podcast yet, but better late than never, right? Joseph considers the songwriting on Moondog some of his best to date, but he says it also features, quote, some of the more questionable production and experimentation that I've done, end quote. He attributes some of these mixed feelings and an off-kilter album as being the result of a tumultuous period in his life, which included the ending of a relationship. That makes for three breakups serving as a backdrop for albums featured on this episode, as Esther Rose preceded Joseph Huber with her song Only Loving You from her sophomore album You Made It This Far. Rose said, quote, there's this theme of radical acceptance running through the whole album. I didn't realize it until after I'd finished writing the songs, but they all came from this place of trying to understand and truly accept myself and others in our most vulnerable moments of confusion or despair, end quote. Rose, who recorded the album live to tape at Mashed Potato Records in New Orleans in just 4 days, is a Detroit native who has called the Crescent City home for the last decade. If you think breakups are bad, just ask Sunny War about going through a rough patch. She got us started with a tune, Shell, from her second album, Shell of a Girl. Sunny was once a young L.A. punk, hopping trains and not expecting to live past the age of 27. This album finds Sunny moving from the Venice Beach boardwalk to downtown Los Angeles. She recorded it in a studio apartment in an old halfway house that's rumored to be haunted, saying, quote, I think I've heard ghosts here, but I've always heard ghosts everywhere, end quote. Up next, it's the return of our DJ for a Day segment with WNCW producer and host, Kim Clark. Kim Clark, welcome to DJ for a Day on WNCW's On the Way Up. It's great to have you in the foreground rather than the background. You've been on this podcast many times in the past with a lot of the research and notes and so forth. Thank you for that. You're joining back in that role again. But today, we've got you front and center to talk about Crowd Around the Mic.
It's hard to believe that coming up is going to be volume 23. That is blowing my mind. It's the 30th anniversary of the station, which tells you, yeah, there was, 7 years in there that we didn't have Crowd Around the Mic, because when the station went on the air, having studio quality recordings, I mean, that was just, you know, futuristic. That was Jetsons kind of stuff. We weren't ever going to do that. And actually, at the time the station went on the air, it was still mostly vinyl, I guess all vinyl, really. And so the idea of pressing something like that and distributing it out, that was just crazy talk. But, you know, you go down the road for a few years, and the first volume came out in 1995 or 6, I'm not exactly sure. But I wasn't here then, but I was here as we geared up for Volume 2. And what I remember most about that was the artwork, because we had the artwork on the first one was Dave Barber's cartoon. You may remember that. And it showed all these musicians literally crowded into the DJ booth, which they were, because we didn't have Studio B then. And the artwork on the second one, Volume 2, which is where I came in, was Hugh Morton, the wonderful, wonderful nature photographer, landscape photographer. His work is just outstanding. He came down here because he loved the station and took a picture of a chair and with some musical instruments leaned against it. You remember that picture?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had this great idea to stencil WNCW 88.7 on the back of just a folding metal chair. And Hugh Morton came down here and photographed it for Crowd Around the Mic, Volume 2. And I did not realize how kind of ridiculous that was at the time, but later I did realize that was pretty crazy. But it's a great picture.
It is. And we had that chair for years. I don't know if it's still around, but it was a little relic that every once in a while somebody would point to it and be like, hey, is that the chair?
Yeah. And I remember there wasn't that much of a challenge there, obviously, for him to take that photograph. So after he was done, he took pictures of a bunch of all of us that were here. We posed for pictures down there in Studio B, almost everybody that was in the building. I have no idea what happened to those pictures, but I would love to see them.
To give you an idea of where we've come from, think 30 years ago, 1989, like you said, CDs were not prevalent at all. We were playing mostly vinyl, and the idea of producing our own disc was far off. It wasn't thought of. It was going to be, you know, another age practically before we would approach being able to do that. But when we actually came to the time of it becoming a potential reality, I remember the story, and I wasn't here. I was here in as a volunteer, but I wasn't here on staff. I wasn't here for these meetings. I remember the story about how Crowd Around the Mic Volume 1 was born out of a staff meeting debating on what premiums, what gift items to make for the fund drive. And there was talk about a cookbook, and there was talk about this or that. And
we could be doing Volume 23 of a cookbook.
Yes. So it's not a cookbook, but it sailed. And then from that point onward, it seemed obvious that this is what you should be doing.
Yeah, it was Mark Keefe's idea, as I recall. He was the program director at that time. And he was in touch with a lot of the other AAA and Americana radio stations in the country. And I think XPN had just started doing, you know, their live CD as a thank you gift during fun drives. And he's like, why not us? And so we did it. And good on him, because it worked out really well.
Now we're up to Volume 23, which we've expanded to 3 discs.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's you might not think it's that much more, but when you add 50% workload to any project, it's really a lot more. But I think it's going to be well worth it once you get to hear it out there. You are lovable member contributor to WNCW. I know you're already getting this. 3 discs, and at this point, we haven't made the disc when we're recording this interview, this conversation, but everything is locked up except for one permission for one of the songs left, and assuming we get that, we've got all 45.
And you know, it's a pretty time consuming process to get all of these things approved for a disc for this kind of thing, because you have to go back to the artist and go through their management, and they have to put, first of all, Sean has to go through and get everything mastered, and then you send those versions off to the artist and their management, and they have to give you an okay, or they want something tweaked and this and that, and then you have to get 2 different types of permissions, and everybody's got to sign on the dotted line, and it has to all be signed, sealed, and delivered before it can be manufactured. So the performances, you know, may take place earlier in the year, and then these guys are like hoofing it. They're sweating on the phone now for, I don't know, 6 months trying to get this thing all buttoned down.
Really, I started doing a lot of this in July, so it's been about 2 months, the bulk of this, because we also want to wait until we've got a lot of the real key contributors, a lot of the artists that we know are coming up, like, for example, Marcus King Band.
Mm-hmm.
Disc one, track one, and we kind of had that in our sights when we knew that he was coming to Studio B, and we thought, well, this is obviously going to be on the compilation if we can at all accomplish that. We're definitely including him on the compilation, and he didn't perform until maybe June. It was later in the game. So you wait a lot until the very end, and then you really start all the work, and it's like you have to kick it into fifth gear immediately, and then you get it done.
Well, you know, talking about Marcus King kicking off the entire collection just kind of leads us into talking about what's on these three discs. And again, just like WNCW, it's all over the place as far as styles of music. But, you know, you've got Marcus King Band and then Stephane Rimbel. I mean, they're so different. But that Stephane Rimbel session was so good. I mean, that's the Django Reinhardt style of jazz, gypsy jazz. And it is hot.
Yeah, and we leaned on you a lot, Kim, because you produced Studio B Rewind, and you have an intimate knowledge of all of these sessions from doing that show week in, week out. So, you know, hats off to you for suggesting the Trouble Notes.
Man, that Trouble Notes session, I loved it. It's so different. Y'all, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm just always on the hunt now for something different, because we have so much media coming at us from so many different directions now all the time. That, you know, you just want to hear something just needs to pop out sometimes. And the Trouble Notes really did, which is kind of funny to say that popped out at me, because it's some of the more ethereal, I guess, kind of stuff that we've had. But, oh, man, it just touched me in a place. And they have this really cool combination of almost a new agey sound mixed with the jazz, mixed with urban beats. And, man, I loved it. Totally hit my sweet spot.
One of the neat things that you'll find on Crowd Around the Mic in the era of Sean Rubin, our relatively new studio engineer, is that we're doing more sessions on weekends,
mm-hmm.
where he'll come in on Celtic Winds and get, say, Elephant Sessions or a Declan O'Rourke. He'll do a lot of Saturdays, so there's going to be a lot more bluegrass on this than you might have heard in years past.
Yeah, I was here, oddly enough, on that Sunday the Elephant Sessions came in, because they were coming for Merlefest, if I remember correctly. And I was coming in here just to put some stuff in the computer and ran into them out front and, you know, help and let them in. Man, those guys were great. And so it was so cool to be able to have a special session on Sunday just for them, because that's when they could come.
And we've been traveling afar. We've got a couple of tracks from outside of WNCW, where we went to the Don Gibson Theater for Rodney Crowell. We went to Asheville for Mountain Heart. Weeds Funkatorium. So you got two of those tracks which weren't recorded here but are at the same audio quality as everything else.
Yeah, and you know, we're at the time that you got to go out to where these artists are a lot of times, because their schedule perhaps doesn't allow them to come here. And so you got to go to where they are. And Dawn of the Buffalo was another great remote as
well.
That's
right. They were also at the Don Gibson.
Yeah. So anyway, this is, you know, 45 tracks, 3 CDs, all kinds of different music. And it's just another top-notch collection. So, I mean, congratulations to you, Joe, and everybody here that's here full-time to put this thing together.
Yeah, everybody is helping to lift this and push it forward. And it's kind of a capsule of a year in the life of WNCW. It's a mini monument to what everybody has done here.
Yeah, absolutely. And putting these discs on and just letting them play, or putting them in your computer and letting them play, is like tuning into the station. It's a really good representation of what's happened here this year. And it's your support as a member, as a listener, that makes this possible. So you're going to really enjoy adding this to your collection, and we look forward to sending it to you.
Thanks for being on the show, Kim.
All right. Thank you.
We bring you a couple of debut albums in this final set of On the Way Up, starting with this from Madison Cunningham.
There's a song in my head, a line that never stops playing. I'm not sure how it ends. I can't remember when I heard what you were saying. Start of the worst, I'll make up half the words and what t-shirt ever been I've never heard, because it hurts to be on the outside looking in. Well, I do my best. Thank you.
Just the changing of the tides. Simplify, simplify. Don't know when.
That's our third entry from Texas on our playlist, with Austin Quintet Lost Coast and Simplify from their debut album Samsara. They built a reputation as a thrilling live band that can be hard to peg musically, and true to form, there's a little bit of everything here, from psych rock to synth funk to progressive folk. This is another album that fits well with WNCW's daytime and nighttime sound, getting spins on our Americana and AAA daytime charts, as well as our ARC overnight charts. And you can get either or both of these charts to keep track of our new music comings and goings. Just email me at joek@wncw.org, and I will be glad to get you set up. In the middle, that was one of our favorite Western North Carolina artists, Seth Kaufman, and his band Floating Action with Burst of Ordinary Light from the album Old World Camels. Seth, who is often a touring member of high-profile acts like Ray LaMontagne and Jim James, has played in his own bands going back two decades. He described the process of making the record as using, quote, first take magic where no one knew what they were doing, recorded with a budget of $0 using broken, crappy equipment. Most every song, every instrument, every vocal is a first take. Raw, voice cracking, wrong notes, it's all hanging out. It's all there. Everything that's right and pure about music, end quote. Well said, Seth. At the top was Madison Cunningham, who is only in her early 20s, but who sounds like she is an ace veteran songwriter and performer. That was another debut album here called Who Are You Now? And the tune Song in My Head. I was lucky to see her perform in Andrew Bird's band this summer, and even in that group, she stood out. Joni Mitchell and Fiona Apple are some easy comparisons to make, but she is by no means derivative of anyone else. But comparing Cunningham's potential with either Joni Mitchell or Fiona Apple is spot on in my book. That's it for this episode of WNCW's New Music Podcast On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Not only are these songs and artists featured in our music mix and on our web stream, but many are also on our Spotify playlist. You can find that listed simply as WNCW New Music under our profile there. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing here and the radio station that brings them to you on your web stream, on your FM dial, and in podcasts like this one. Becoming a member and helping us to continue our mission is quick and easy, and you can find out all about it on our website at wncw.org. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us away.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the